Okay, let's tonight talk about a topic that we wanted to talk about back in Masechta Shabbos, but we didn't fit it in. But it comes up relating to yesterday's daf as well. If you remember yesterday's daf on Erev and Daf Memdala discussed the fact that somebody might be called outside of their tchum on Shabbos for an emergency. And the halacha is, and the Mishnah discusses, so what do you do now? Once you're outside of your tchum, and now you're stuck. So do you have, you can't go anywhere, or do you have 2,000 amos? What if your 2,000 amos are within your original 2,000 amos? What if you have you might have an emergency back, or you'll have a letter return? That was a discussion of yesterday's daf. So related to that, we can get into the issue of pikuach nefesh on Shabbos in general, and emergencies on Shabbos, and to expand that to not only emergencies on Shabbos, which will not so much be our topic tonight, but will be issues of refuah on Shabbos, and chalosh yesh bo sakana on Shabbos, and medicines on Shabbos, which is relating to the sugya of shchikas samamanim. So if you look in the first source in Shabbos, Daf Nun Gimel, this is the source. The Shia will be basically split up into two or three parts. Part one will be talking just about the issue of medicines, of Shchikas Samamanim, as we'll see. Part two will be the four categories of Cholim on Shabbos. The first part of that will be discussions of Chol HaShiyesh Bo Sakana, which is the topic of the Daf, about there's an emergency that one has to go out for. So part one will be issues of Choli on Shabbos and medicines. The Gemara tells us in Masechta Shabbos, Daf Nun Gimel Amud Beis, that there was a Gzeira Bizman Chazal called Shechika Samamanim, the Gzeira of grinding herbs. What is that? The Gemara tells us that in certain cases, as we'll talk about in the second half of this year, one is not allowed to take medicine on Shabbos because medicines were made in the days of the Talmud by grinding them. And if I'm allowed to take medicine, so I might lose myself. I might forget. I really want the medicine. I want to eat more medicine. And I might come to grind the medicine, grind it into medicine. And that's why I'm not allowed to take the medicine in the first place on Shabbos. That's the Geula on Daf Nun Gimel, and Rashi explains there on Daf Nun Gimel on Mabez, B'midi de Refua Gazer Rabbanan. Rabbanan where goes there on Refua issues. The Isharis Shum Refua, if I allow any Refua, Asi Le Mishre Shechika Samamanim, I might come to allow and grind. V'Isur Daraisa Dahave Tochein. And that's the Isur Daraisa of Tochein. So this is the Isur Rabbanan of Shechika Samamanim because of Tochein. One might say, this is one of the most taken advantage of halachos, where those who are not as appreciative of the halachic process and of traditional Judaism say, oh, what are we doing today? Nobody makes medicines anymore like this. Of course we should be able to take medicine. You know, what kind of crazy halacha is this that the rabbis made up? So, if one isolates this one din and does not appreciate the entire system, then one might have that attitude. But if one looks at the entire system of halacha and sees this in the context of the whole system, so then we could more appreciate it in a deeper sense. Some beferish we can appreciate it, some not. And that is all poskim. Pe'echad. All poskim say that even though the reason does not apply anymore, the gzeira still applies. That is what we say 98% of the time. And the message of that idea is a message of humility. We realize that we are further from the source of the Masorah. We do not have the same authority that previous generations have. Who are we to change something that's been going on for thousands of years? If it was an enacted law, it wasn't just a custom. Well, they wore this clothing, so we have to wear this clothing. No, that's just a custom issue. But if there was a law that was enacted and it wasn't built into the law, the reason, so then, which most of the time it was not, so then Mamela, the law would still apply, even if we don't think that the reason would apply. And that's what the Rambam says in Hilchos Mamrim, in the beginning of the second parak, in source number 5. The Rambam says, Bezin shegazu gzeira o tikru takana, any Bezin that makes a law, v'nhigu minhag, or told people to follow a minhag. Right? Sometimes Bezdin tells you to do a minhag also. Banging the Hoshanas. That's not just a minhag. That's a minhag that was instituted. It's still a minhag, though. You don't make a bracha on that. according to everybody, banging the Hoshanas on Hoshana Rabbah. Upashar Adavar Bechal Yisrael, if there was a law, the Amat Achareya Bezdin Acher, Upikesh Levatel Dvarim Harishonim, and a later Bezdin got up and wanted to nullify the earlier laws, Velakar Osa Hataka, Nevosa Gzeir, Vosa Minig, and wanted to uproot the earlier law, Eno Yacho, Achia Gadol, Menarishonim, Bechachma Viminion. I have to be as great or greater than the previous Bezdin that made the law. We're not on the level of any Bezdin. We don't even have a Bezdin, Bizman Hazeh. So we can't change anything. We don't have the authority to change any laws. And this is what we're of Salvation.
Even though it does say Beferish, because Rabbi Shimon Shechikat Zanmarim.
Even it says, even though that is the reason, we'll get to another idea in a minute, but even if you would say that's the only reason, even if you would say that's the only reason, but most of the time, even if a reason doesn't apply anymore, the law still applies. Once in a while, we have a law where the Rishonim already say, well, this is only because of the reason. But that's working backwards. We don't have the authority to say, oh, here the reason. Like Bali Tosfos say, oh, we don't fix instruments anymore if they break, so we're allowed to clap on Shabbos. Bali Tosfos say. And the poskim try to figure out, how could Tosfos say that? Or Tosfos says also that because there are no snakes dropping venom into water anymore, so you're allowed to drink water that stays overnight. Open. Mayim Magulim. The Shulchan Aruch has a poskim. That's what Shulchan Aruch poskins, that you're allowed to drink Mayim Magulim. The Vilna Gaon was very against it. He says, no, the law still applies. I don't poskim like Tosfos. Or like the Shulchan Aruch. But there are few and far between examples where if the law reason doesn't apply anymore, the law doesn't apply. But most of the time the rule is, even if the reason does not apply, still the law is the law.
So when you say that there's an inherent reason, in other words, like over here, the Lashon, Zer Shem 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 implies there is an inherent...
There is an inherent reason, but the only time... Rav Shaftar likes to quote the Koheles Yaakov on Maseches Beitza, the author of the Mishkan is Yaakov, where he says... You have to work backwards. Usually the reason is built into the takana if the takana is going against some dinda oraisa. That's when usually the reason is built in, so then if the reason ever doesn't apply, so then the halacha doesn't apply. So for example, he gives the example of, again, we're a little off topic, but just to mention it, like duchening, kohen, right? Berachas kohanim. The poskim, the early, the Gemara and the Rishonim talk about, if a kohen has a mum on his hands, he can't duchen. He can't duchen. So the Beis Yossi discusses, Kohanim with movement on their hands duchen today. How do they duchen? Why? Because nowadays, Kohanim put the talus over their hands and their head. And the Yisraelim put the talus. They don't see the Kohanim. So we don't see them anyway. So it's not a problem. There was a takana that they can't duchen if they have movement on their hands because it's going to be distracting. But there, it was being mevatel, the mitzvah daraisa of Nesias Kapayim. So once... you don't have the reason anymore, then Mamela, the Dindar Raisa, kicks in. So again, that's one of the rules and ways you figure it out, but really we work backwards. We work backwards that if Chazal, if the Rishon, if the Shulchan Aruch, we can't decide that. Past 500, 600 years, we can't decide that a law shouldn't apply because the reason does not apply. Rav Soloveitchik writes in Source number 6 that there was a certain, Echad Meha Rabbanim HaModernim. One of the modern rabbis was Marfis a Maimar, that he was being Mishtabeach himself, that he finally figured out how to say that the Isra of Shechikas of Amanim shouldn't apply Bizman Hazeh. So Rav Soloveitchik was very wondrous about, you know, that psak, because it's not based on anything. It's not based on the traditional sources that we have for the past couple hundred years. Yes, we might have extra kulas in this takana. It's a kal din derabanan, as we'll talk about by the Shem a little bit later, but it's still a din derabanan. And everything else remaining equal, it is a din derabanan. Okay, that is all part number one. Part number two is the main crux of what we're going to talk about. Actually, I'm sorry, I forgot to mention. It's source number 9, the Meshechachma in Parshas Bo notes, I think what someone mentioned before, and that is, everything we've said up until now is true, but there's an even added point, and that is, it could very well be, and they say this B'Shem the Vilna Gaon, that there are many, many reasons for every Din D'Rabbanan. They were Megala, they revealed one or two reasons, but there's many reasons that we don't know about. So even if the reason they were Megala doesn't apply, so the other 98 reasons might apply. So, says the Vilna Gaon, we can't get rid of a law just because we think the reason doesn't apply. But again, the hashkafic idea behind this is fealty to the system and shibud to the system, that we have a mesorah And we believe that you can't just, you know, based on, you know, new generation and new technology, you know, change things. We don't do that, right? But when it comes to the world of halacha, we are very meshubit to what was. We can change applications, but we can't change principles. Okay, part number one. Part number two. So let's get into, again, I gave you a piece from Rav Schachter that I just mentioned, a source number 10 in Eretz Tzvi, but we're not going to read that inside. Part number two. There are four categories of cholim when it comes to Shabbos. Four categories of cholim, each having their own unique halachas, what they could do, what could be done for them, and we will see the whole gzeira of shchikas samamanim, as we were referring to, which category of cholim does that apply to. So we'll see. First category is chola sheyesh bo sakana. A chola whose life is in danger. This is what was being spoken about in our Gemara in Mesechas Erevin, when you're running outside the tchum to save somebody. That's like a chola sheyesh bo sakana. I'm allowed to do anything. A Jew is allowed to violate an isser del raisa for a chola sheyesh bo sakana. And not only a chola sheyesh bo sakana vadai, but even a chola sheyesh bo sakana safek. Even if it's a doubt, his life might be in danger. I'm not sure. Maybe the person died already. Maybe the person has heartburn. He's not having a heart attack. Right? Maybe, who knows? But anytime we paskin that, safik pikuach nefesh, safik chola sheish bo sakana, also one is mechalo Shabbos 4. The Rambam says this, actually first start with the Shulchan Aruch. Shulchan Aruch says in source 11, on top, it's him in Shin Chaf Ches. Shulchan Aruch says, mi sheish lo choli shal sakana, mitzvah, not just mutter. Mitzvah, l'chal lov a Shabbos. It's a mitzvah to be mechal Shabbos. V'hazaris harezeh meshubach. And somebody who does it with alacrity, right, he's praiseworthy. V'ashoel harezeh shofech damim. And if somebody goes and asks a shayla, oh, is this mutter? No. It could lead to ritzicha. It could lead, right, go quickly and take care of the cholah. That's what the Mishnah Berurah explains. What does it mean? Harizeh shofech damin. The Mishnah Berurah explains there in source 12. Mepishum shatamar chacham bimkomo. Haila lidrosh bepirka lakol. Every tamar chacham, every rav in his town has to make sure that people know these halachas before they come up lamaisa. He has to give shiurim. Cholashish basakona, get into the car. Don't come ask me. Just get to the hospital. Kadesha yedu kala'am, so that everybody knows, v'lo yitztarchu l'shalo, and they don't have to come and ask. V'machola v'atmo misyare, shi'avar lovas ha-Shabbos, and if the chole himself is, no, I don't want chol Shabbos done for me, you explain to him, no, this is okay, this is mutter, it's a mitzvah, and it's chasidus shel shtus. Right, chasidus shtus, this is something that everybody has to jump into. Right, and we have to do this. The Rambam writes in Source 13, Kisha osim dvarim elu, and when these are done, when somebody has to risk, go and save somebody, ein osin osam loy de goyim loy tanim loy de avadim loy de nashim. We don't try to pass the buck. Unless time is out of an issue, okay, it's better to ask a non-Jew to do a malacha than for me to do it. But if time is of the essence, like most of the time it is in these cases, then the great people, the great rabbanim should do it. Second line, Ela aydig dole yisrael v'chachameyem. The aser lisbameya bechilo shabbos acholosh yish posakana. Somebody once came to Rav Shlomo Zalman and said, before I get into the ambulance, should I get into weekday clothes? Nobody sees who I am. Shlomo Zalman says to him, you get into the ambulance and you put your strimal on. That was the language of Rav Shlomo Zalman. Meaning you're doing a mitzvah. You're doing a mitzvah. And you should get in and drive and do the mitzvah. Because that is what your mitzvah is. As the pasuk says in last week's parsha, Asher yasa osam ha'adam v'chai bohem v'lo sheyamas bohem. Right, you shall live in the mitzvahs. Besides the big three, halamadata she'ein mishpatei Torah nikama ba'olam. The Torah is not supposed to make our lives difficult, and the Torah is not vengeful. Ela rachamim v'chesed v'shalom ba'olam. Right, it's supposed to be wonderful and nice. The Aruch Chaim HaKadosh even says that we can't even call it Chilul Shabbos for Bikuach Nefesh. It's Shmira Shabbos. This is how I'm guarding Shabbos, because this person is going to hopefully live another day and live to another Shabbos. Right, we're not getting into now. It's also, I think we discussed it in the past, maybe not a full shiur. We have to put it on the list. Right, the different Makoros in Meseches Yuma for Bikuach Nefesh being Docha Shabbos. We're assuming it's true, which it is. But the Gemara in Yuma gives various different sources. Is it based on a Svara? Chalol Shabbos Achas, Kdei Sheishbar Shabbos Osharbe. Is it based on a Pasuk? V'chai Bohem V'lo Sheyamas Bohem. There are different different nafkaminas between the different types of sources. We're assuming it's true, but you might have to go back and talk about exactly why it is true. There's even a Meshech Chachma that discusses in source number 16, the Meshech Chachma on the Pasuk there in the beginning of Kisisa. Meshech Chachma discusses, if you look at the Pasuk back in source 14, in Perek Lamed Aleph, Achash Epsosai Tishmoru, keep my Shabbos, ki osi b'ni yuveneichem, l'doroseichem, ki ani Hashem mikadish, ki ani Hashem mikadishchem. I'm sorry, it's the next pasuk. The next pasuk tells us in Lamed Aleph Yudalid, and the Meshech Chachma is commenting on this pasuk, Ushmartem es haShabbos ki kodesh yilochem. Keep Shabbos because it is holy for you. Mechaloleha mos you must, and if you violate it, you shall surely die. Ki kala oseb ha-malacha v'nechra z'nevshi mikar v'meha. What's the flow of the pasuk? Keep Shabbos because it's holy for you, and if you're mechalol it, you will, mos you must. Says the Meshech Chachma, line 7. Pashti dekra nira, says the Meshech Chachma, de amar, de lo yil apele, you might be wondering, and you shouldn't wonder, halo ha-shabbos gufei nitcheis ebnei pikuach nefesh achaz mi-Yisrael. Shabbos, we know, is pushed off mishum pikuach nefesh. So you see, a person's life comes before Shabbos. So why is Shabbos so chomer, that skila and kares? If Shabbos can be pushed aside for a human life, you're still going to get right, kares and skila, but it shouldn't be so chamor. How do those two halachas work? That you can push off Shabbos, and if you violate Shabbos, it's like one of the worst averis. Right, kilo oved avodah zara. How do those two halachas work? That you can push off Shabbos, and yet Shabbos is so chamor. Achein explains the Meshech Chachma. That's what this pasuk is hinting to. Be'emes kedushas haShabbos nitcheis ebnei nafsho she Yisrael. Shabbos is pushed off. You know why? Ki im ein Yisrael leka Shabbos ba'olam. Shabbos is meaningless without the Jew. A Jew not keeping Shabbos, then what's the purpose of Shabbos? Shabbos is not a value in itself separate from the Jew. It's not like, just as a contrast, avodah zarah, shvichas damim, and gilui arayos. Those three a Jew has to give their life for. Why? Because those are values separate. Those are the three that we've mentioned in the past that the Maharal says those three are parallel to Torah, Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. So those are pillars of the world. So those are the pillars of the world, so I have to hold up the world. So a person has to give their life for one of those three because those are inherent values. Shabbos is meaningless without the Shmir Shabbos of a Jew. And therefore, says the Meshech Chachma, Umiya idu al shvisos Hashem mimaisa val kadmusa ba'olam. When we say vayachulu, or not just saying vayachulu, when we are shoveis from melacha on Shabbos, that itself is being made, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge. And that is the ultimate testimony that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created the world. Achein, even though this is true, says the Meshech Chachma, you have the second half of the pasuk, and we'll read it again in a second. Im ha-Yisrael lo shomer es ha-Shabbos, hu garua v'niv ze'af ben ha-behema. But if we don't keep Shabbos, it's terrible because the potential of giving testimony about God was lost. Animals don't even have the potential to do that. So now read the pasuk. Ushmartem es ha-Shabbos ki kodesh hi lochem. It's holy for you. You are the center. Keep Shabbos because it's all about you. Even though, esnachta, even though, mechaloleha mos yumas. So it's a contrast, says the Meshech Chachma. Ki kalos ba malacha v'nechra z'nefshi mikar v'ma. So the Meshech Chachma says, but giving one's life to Shabbos, that's a mitzvah, because there is no Shabbos without the Jew. That's what he says on the bottom line. Shvarta b'da Shabbos ki kodesh hi lachem. Hainu shi nesuna lachem. V'yatoha ikar v'hi tfeila lachem. And therefore you're allowed to do whatever you need to do on Shabbos for Pikuach Nefesh. The Shmir Shabbos mentions, the next source, in Perek Lamed Beis, that if somebody, Mishachilu as a Shabbos, and this came up also in the Daf, what happens if somebody was Bechal Shabbos, and they come and then they see it was a false alarm, or, Rachman al-Assan, the person died already, or somebody else came, and they took care of him. So do I have to bring Karman Chatos? I was Bechal Shabbos, Beshogeg? So this Shmir Shabbos, no. You did a mitzvah. That's it. You came. You did a mitzvah. Asa mitzvah v'yeshlo schar tov me'es Hashem yisbarach avur machshavaso atova. Right, it's not called tabadar mitzvah, it's not called shogeg. Right, so that is, once you realize, one is allowed to take chances l'chumra. Being machmir in hilchos bikuach nefesh, being mekel on hilchos in hilchos Shabbos. There are some, two mysterious stories that are told in Shuvas of the Radvaz. These are not halacha l'maisa. The Radvaz has amazing shuvas. The Radvaz was a contemporary of the Rabbi Yosef Cairo, 1500s. All the shuvas are so wonderful, smooth, great reading. Many of them are quoted by the Poskim l'maisa. So he has two shuvas where he was asked that, and again, this was only 200 years after the Baalei HaTosfos. So the Riva, one of the Baalei HaTosfos, his stories weren't that old. So he was asked that they heard in the name of the Riva that the Riva wouldn't eat even though his life was in danger on Yom Kippur. Is that correct? Is that true? What do you say about that story, Radvaz? Because we know, again, my father-in-law has a story. My father-in-law was an internist. My father-in-law was also a doctor. My father-in-law tells me, it's like on Yom Kippur, Yisrael Kadoshim Haim, Jews don't want to eat on Yom Kippur. Even if they have to take heart medication, either, I'm not eating. But this is what you need to do. You have to bend over backwards, Yisrael Kadoshim Haim. They don't want to eat on Yom Kippur. But we have to realize that if the situation is such, then it's the mitzvah to eat on Yom Kippur. So the question was asked to Radvaz. Source 19. Sha'alta mimani. Amashakasvu b'shem Riva. Well, you heard in the name of the Riva. In the Riva art scroll book. Kichala cholyo asher meisbo. He was sick with a deathly illness. V'chal yom ha'kippurim ba'osan ha'yamim. And one of his days was Yom Kippur. The Amru lo arofim, and the doctor said to him, Im lo tochal vadai tamus. If you don't eat on Yom Kippur, you're for sure going to die, they told the Riva. V'im tochal shemetichya. If you eat, you got a chance. If you don't eat, forget it. If you eat, you got a chance. V'huzal amar, and what did he say? A little tongue-in-cheek. Bari v'shema bari adif. Right? The one who's vadai and safek, vadai wins. And therefore, what does that mean? If I don't eat, then he's vadai going to die. And if he eats, maybe. V'lo ratza lechol v'meis. V'ratzisa l'das daitim yafa aseum lo. So they asked, what's the story with this story? They asked the Radvaz. So tshuva. Said the Radvaz, first of all, it's not l'halacha. It's not l'halacha. Tshuva l'gabe adin ein ro'i lo momenu klal. That is not what we hold. Everything we'll be saying for the past 10 minutes. A sex faker, a double doubt. Even if you're going to help somebody live for another 10 minutes, it's doche. Shachoshishin, kol shekin l'safik shema yamu shema yichye, v'afilu safik shema zacheres. So he says, for sure, one cannot learn from the Riva. What did the Riva do? Leficha, skip two lines, line 9. Ein roi lo momimenu. Ki efshar de Riva zal hirgish pa'atzmo. The level that the Riva was on. The Gedolei Harishonim. He felt himself the afilu sheyochal yamus. He knew it was the end. The lev yodea maras nafsho. Vahaino, that's what he meant by saying bari v'shem bari adif. Klomar, not the bari of the rofim. His bari. I'd rather fast on my last Yom Kippur, says the Riva. He felt it, he knew it. But this is not halacha l'maisa for anybody. Bari shali adiv mishema shalachem l'ficha l'ratza lechol. And I've been asked about this other times, and I've told people that this is not a midas chasidus. This is what we would call a chasid shota. And therefore, one, this is not a story to rely on. And he continues the next tshuva also. He was asked about the same thing, and he says this is just suicide. It's not something that we can learn from. Either way, number one, as we have said, Pikuach Nefesh, first category of chola is a chola sheyesh bo sakana, or a suffix chola sheyesh bo sakana. A Jew is even allowed to do a deoraisa for that type of chola. Number one. So obviously medicine can be taken, right? You can drive to the hospital, forget medicine. Category number two is what we would call chola she'ein bo sakana. What's a chola she'ein bo sakana? That's one level down. Also sometimes called nofel lemishkav. Right? Having to go to bed. Where is that? If you want to see a beautiful summary on the last page, this is a summary of the whole second half of the shiur, but it's good for you to have just as a, if you don't have the sefer, as a checklist, from Dr. Abraham Sefer, the Nishmat Abraham, you have all four categories listed on the last page with examples given. The second category, though, of a chola she'ed basakana, somebody's life is not in danger. His life is not in danger, and his life is not going to be in danger if you don't do this. Chola she'ed basakana is, if I don't do this, his life might turn into being in danger. That's a chola she'ed basakana. But if a chola she'ed basakana, the life's not in danger. But they're really sick. What does really sick mean? So one of the easy ways to determine whether somebody is in a chola she'ein bo sakana or the next category is, do they have to go to bed? Could they sit at the Shabbos table? If you can sit at the Shabbos table and you're uncomfortable, that's not in this category. If somebody cannot sit at the Shabbos table, but they have to go to bed, they have to lie down, they're in tremendous pain. That's not, their life's not in danger, they're in tremendous pain. Or they have the flu. Some examples that the Rav Ribiak gives in source number 21. They have severe cramps, a migraine, a severe toothache. Any of these where you have to lie down. Or let's say you should be lying down, but you're just being a martyr because you have to do what you have to do at the Shabbos table because of your kids or whatever it is. But you would, any normal person would lie down. That's already chola she'ein bo sakana, category 2. What's the halacha by chola she'ein bo sakana? A non-Jew is allowed to do a daraisa, and a Jew is allowed to do a derabanan. So it goes down one level from a chola she'ein bo sakana. A Jew could do a derabanan, and a non-Jew could even do a daraisa. So for this chola, medicine's mutter, because medicine is an issur derabanan. So a Jew is allowed to do an issur derabanan for himself or for anybody else for chola she'ein bo sakana. That is category 2, going down one level. And the third and fourth category are pretty similar. What's called mechush, sometimes it's called chola b'miksas, and the fourth category is called mechush ba'alma. You have a cough. What? Many times we feel like this. We're uncomfortable, we feel a little eh. So that's the gzeira. What, the gzeira of taking medicine is against people who feel great? There's no purpose in that. It's gotta be somebody who needs it, but they can deal without it. Yes, it affects your own ekshabbos. That's true. But we could hold out a day. We could hold out a day if we need, if we're not in the category of category 2. Remember, category 2, you're allowed to take medicine. No problem. If somebody has such a bad headache, they can't sit at the Shabbos table, so then they could take medicine. They could take the Advils. They could take the Tylenols. So those are the categories. And again, you see many examples of this on the last page that Dr. Abraham quotes. There are some people who automatically are considered in some of these categories. A woman who has a baby, the first couple of days, she's in the category of the chola she'yesh bo sakana. Right after the first couple of days, she's a chola she'ein bo sakana. Comes up very lamaisa. Woman has a baby the day before Yom Kippur, she doesn't have to fast on Yom Kippur. Right? There are some people. A young child might automatically be in category 2. A toddler, a chola she'ein bo sakana. So again, there are many examples given here that you can look at. The final section connected is other rules and regulations and exceptions, or heterim, other heterim that we could talk about, built-in heterim that we could talk about when it comes to medicine issues. So again, what did we do so far tonight? We spoke about the source, the gzeira of shchikas amamanim, number one. Number two, we spoke about the four categories, spending the most time on number one, chola she'yesh bo sakana. And now, part three, the final part that we'll talk about is I have down six points to make relating to built-in heterim when it comes to medicines. Number one, and some of these might be obvious, but we'll review them anyway. Number one, there is a heter called machal briyim. If there is a food that I never eat, but I'm eating it purely for medicinal purposes, let's say I hate chicken soup, but I'm sick, so I'm eating the chicken soup because I want to feel better, that is not called medicine, and that is mutter. If healthy people eat it, it's called machal briyim. If healthy people eat it, so then there's no issue. The Shulchan Aruch says in Siman Shin Chaf Ches, source 24, Kol ochli b'mashkim, she machal briyim, mutter la'achlam l'shoson. You're allowed to eat it. Avo bishin kashin l'ksas briyim. Even though some people, don't, but if machal briyim, if people are drinking tea or soup, anything, even though they're doing it for medicinal reasons, but if normal people eat it, so then, or drink it, it is okay. Some people,
all four levels,
even lower. Yes, not medicine, even the lowest level, right? Sometimes people like to take a little bit of whiskey for a bad toothache. I don't know. I don't like whiskey. But it already takes that. That's mutter. It's mutter. Why? Because that is not considered medicine. Not considered medicine. Right? So there are many examples of this. Some people, water, right? The special mineral water. That's not medicine. We'll get to later on vitamins. But one of the heterim that Rav Moshe talks about in terms of vitamins is, he says, how many people are sick out there and how many people take vitamins? There are many more people that take vitamins than that are sick. Meaning, vitamins are not medicine. Many healthy people take vitamins. We'll get to another reason why it's mutter also. But one of the reasons that many vitamins would be mutter is because healthy people take vitamins. And therefore, it does not have the status of medicines. Number one. Number two. If what I'm doing is not to act lerefua positively, but just to remove an external nuisance, to remove something, a problem, externally, so that also is not a problem. The Mishnah says in Masechta Shabbos, Kuf Chav Bei, Source 28, I'm allowed to take out a splinter on Shabbos, right? As long as it's not bleeding. As long as it's not bleeding, I can try to get it with the tweezers and pull it out, do it slowly, mutter legamre. What? Yeah, that's not healing. That's removing an external problem, right? If somebody has a stinger, the Shmir Shabbos, got ripped off. It's verse 29. He spoke about removing a stinger on Shabbos. Removing a problem externally that is not called refuah. Number two. Yeah.
Tweezers
is klisha malachto. Even if it's a klisha malachto lisser, I'm allowed to use it lisser akufo, which is for a mutter purpose. This is a mutter purpose. So therefore, it probably is a klisha malachto lisser, but it's mutter lisser akufo. Third idea. Third, the Mishnah tells us in Masechta Shabbos that if somebody does something b'shinui, if somebody has medicine, let's say a pill, and he dissolves it before Shabbos in water, he does some type of shinui with it, so then that would be mutter as well. Mar Ukva says in Source 31 in Gemara and Shabbos, Shora Adam Kilorin Me Erev Shabbos, Vanosar Gavena B'Shabbos. If I would soak something before Shabbos, right, to crush medicine and put it into water before Shabbos, that also would be okay. That's a third idea. So again, number one, Machal Briyim. Number two, just to remove an external issue. Number three, a type of shinui. Number four, which comes up very lamaisa, and that is refua. And the gzeira was only because I was in a rush, and I'm like, oh my goodness, what's going to happen? I might come to grind. But the halacha is, if something is preventative, I'm not sick yet, I'm doing something to make sure I don't get sick, that's not called refuah, and that is mutter. That is mutter. So, for example, putting on antibacterial ointment, somebody gets a cut, the issues of mirareach have to be worked out. Let's say the issues of using the cream. But let's say liquid. Some type of liquid making sure that there's no infection. Disinfectant, whatever it is. Mutter, because that's protecting it from an infection. Prevention is mutter. There's no problem with prevention. Or, Ribia talks about in Source 37. Let's say I know I always get heartburn after eating shalant. Let's say I know that. Once I get the heartburn, there's not much to do. But before I take the heartburn, I can take a Tums. I can take an antacid before I get the heartburn. Preventative. Let's say I feel that a headache is coming on before it happens. People could feel that. Could take something then, right then. Stop it before. Anything preventative is not a problem. Rav Moshe says that's the heter of vitamins too. Rav Moshe in the, I gave you a tshuva of Rav Moshe in Source 38. Binyan vitamins, right? He says a lot of it is preventative. To prevent myself from, but to strengthen my immune system so that I don't get sick. All different types of issues. Of taking anything to prevent bone decay. Any type of medicine that is there for preventative purposes, that is 100% not a problem. A person could spray, the Shmir Shabbos says in the next source. Again, I'm not going to read everything inside, just to save some time. Shmir Shabbos says in 41, you're allowed to put on bug spray on Shabbos. Somebody wants to take a walk. They want to spray themselves with off. Mutter. It's mutter. Why? Because you're preventing yourself from getting bitten. That's not refuah, and therefore it's fine. Those are preventative issues. Number four. One other point, maybe we'll skip one, but one other point to mention is an important shuva of the Fitz Eliezer. It's quoted Lamaisa in the Shmir Shabbos, but go to the last source, and that is, comes up many times, if somebody is on a 10-day regimen of antibiotics, strep, whatever it is, the Tzitz Eliezer has a chiddush where he says taking medicine for 10 days is not called taking medicine on Shabbos. The gzeira was only taken today. You might say you have a better heter because strep could be dangerous if you don't finish the dose, which is true. But even more than that, the Tzitz Eliezer says in Source 46, Mipnei de'emasai asru lakichas rufua b'shabes. When is it asur? Hainu hechacha lakicha b'shabes yeshba kishala atzma. Bechle lahavi lo atrufa. Where this medicine you're taking is curing you. That's shechika samamanim, because you might include it in the original gzera, you might have to rush because you want to take it. But if it's a drawn-out process, that's not included in the gzera. You took yesterday, you're going to take tomorrow. Look, if you only take one a day, so just take it before Shabbos and after Shabbos. But many times if you take it once in the morning, once at night. So then the Shitz Eliezer says it is mutter. Aval hecha shekava harofi l'shukicha shel yom echad bilvad lo tavi lo refua yidikama yamim lo nechshav zeh kelekicha shrufa b'Shabbos. That's not called medicine on Shabbos. Im lo shayama achra chelekicha shrufa l'chal b'Shabbos. What if day 10 is on Shabbos? Okay. Then you got to ask the doctor if you really need it. The last one is on Shabbos. If he says you need it, you have the heter. You have the heter of the Tzitz Eliezer still. But either way, that is the final point to mention, and that is that might not be called refuah on Shabbos. So there are 5 points that we made in terms of built-in heterim where there is no such gzera. So we spoke about the origins of the gzera. We spoke about the 4 categories of cholim, including the chol sheish bo sakana, which was the context of our Gemara, going out of the tchum, and 3 issues of heterim built in to the gzera. Okay, we'll stop here. B'Hashem, next week we'll continue with another dap.